She's gay.
He's straight.
I'm Alex.
I'm Kate.
Gothy and Chibo.
Hello, it's been a week.
More than a week.
And, you know, we're just going to rant today while Kate has no top on.
Our rabid fans have been waiting.
Yeah, we know. We've seen the page views. We've seen it drop and we're not happy about it.
Yeah, so, I don't know, start a club where you all bring your laptops and listen to us. Because that wouldn't be creepy in the slightest.
Or, you know, you could just have a lot of people and hook up to speakers and bring one laptop.
Yeah, but then it would be only one page view. You're well at Dinlo.
Yeah.
Yeah, so spread the word, people.
Gothy and Chibo need love.
Yeah, and we're thinking turning this debacle into a cult and you're a private army. So I hope you kids are down with that. Not in the manner of Waco.
Not again. There's a documentary on about Thursday and we're going to watch it.
Yeah, Thursday, watch the Waco documentary
just
and report
so Kate can
back
feel
to
bad.
Us. Yeah, and I can feel like a horrible person for mocking it, even though I am aware of what happened.
Yeah, so you should join our cult, which, you know, would only cost about £2.50 to join, and you will get a free badge every 17 years.
Yeah, and maybe a letter from me and Alex that's typed out by our secretary. That sort of thing.
Secretary could be your sister, because...
I don't like her, though. She's probably going to listen to this and be like, you don't like me, I hate you.
I like her.
You liar. Dude, there's no point waving at the microphone as if to say no.
No, I'm waving, just generally waving.
Liar.
I hate you.
I
don't push me, I am not okay. That's Kate's stupid MSN name, because she does see some like weird MSN names and then like moans if you ask what's wrong.
Nothing's wrong, it's a line from a Sleater Kinney song.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Oh, what's
like
this
to
say? Steak. Steak, I think that's how you say it.
Shout out to Daisy, who we're seeing Friday, because it's her birthday and she's hanging around with people she hasn't met, which is quite nice.
Yeah, Daisy, what? We think you're ace, but kind of mental for wanting to spend your birthday with a load of people you've never met before.
Especially since my introduction is going to be, hi, I'm Alex, I'm not a cunt.
And mine
honestly
is
going to
be, yeah, he is. And I also want to give a shout out to Jules / Mwiko / Big Spoon, which makes sense if you're her or me or Paradroid. So shout out to Paradroid as well, who has some kind of bizarre job involving computer games I don't understand and pretending.
I'm just gonna have the face of, you know, utter disbelief and shock and
the fact that I have friends that aren't you.
That's a good point.
Oh my
What's
god
happened?
Someone else wants to talk to you other than me.
I mean, like, you've got like 26 MSN contacts now.
Yeah, but I like them all, apart from the four that are blocked. Don't read their names out. Don't. Stop it.
The stalker. Funny. Yeah, you know who you are. You're a stalker.
Damien.
Damien? What? Damien from
the Omen.
The Omen.
He stalks us in our dreams.
Have any of you people out there, since I just realised you can't actually respond right now, and if you did, I'd probably quite worried. Seen
really
Battle
creepy.
Royale.
Oh yes, this is what. Well, you know, we started this podcast, we actually didn't have anything to talk about other than just ranting about our inanely boring lives. But now we can talk about Battle Royale and the wonder that is.
And the dustbin that guy
gets. That's
it's
my favourite bit.
A special
in the first one. This will make no sense if you haven't seen this film, and if you haven't, then you ought to hang your head in shame. And do it right now.
Because it's really cheap on Amazon as well.
Oh, it's
but
fucking ace.
They are making a remake of it. An American remake, which is a load of crap, and like so many people pissed off about because.
Including me.
Huh?
Including me.
Yeah, including me as well, because why make a remake of a perfectly good, like, cultured film?
And half of the appeal is the fact that it's in Japanese, and the Japanese people look really cheerful when they're telling
and they're
about
hot.
Killing.
And they're hot.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the Psycho Girl's well hot. Did you know it's Go Go from Kill Bill.
Kill Bill. Yes, I did. Oh, Kill Bill's another good film. Battle Royale 2 is on Channel 4 the other night.
Yeah, and Film 4.
Film 4.
And if anyone watched it, holler to Film 4, because I fucking love that
film
shit.
I love Film 4.
Three films, ace.
And E4.
No, I don't know, Skins. Did you watch that?
Another good programme.
Oh, that was ace. Oh, see, we can just talk about our viewing habits.
Yeah, no.
This is gripping, I'm sure.
Really, Battle Royale is a proper good film.
If you're not American, or some other bizarre country that's not America or the UK, I've heard they exist, then you should watch Skins because it's ace and it really made me want to join.
What weapon would you want to be given?
What, in Battle Royale?
Yeah, because you know, like, some guys so got like guns, grenades,
hypothetically,
scanner,
I'm on
dustbin.
An island and I have to kill all my classmates or my
neck's
going to blow up. I don't know, the tracker one's quite cool. so they can, like, the person who's the tracker, they can see where everyone else is on the island and hide from them.
Yeah, but that's or not going to kill anyone.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, not the taser, because that's shite.
Yeah, not like a knife.
I don't want a gun, because I don't reckon I can fire it.
A sword.
Crossbow. Buffy styley.
You probably couldn't be strong enough to pull back the string.
No, because a crossbow, you don't have to pull back the string, you idiot. That's a longbow.
You do it with something.
A crossbow is like a bolt thing.
You do it with something.
Well, I was talking about a machine crossbow.
Machine
fired by a robot. That's what I'd want if I was on Battle Royale.
Sounds a bit anime.
A robot anime.
Sounds a bit anime.
Shut
what we're talking about
up.
That anime is absolute crap. And if you watch cartoons,
you're
go back gay to
lord.
Toonami and grow up.
Oh my god. Shut up. Don't say that. Anime is a perfectly respectable film type if you're 12. Grow up.
Try
and recover from just dissing.
I don't know what weapon I'd have.
Yeah,
some sort of...
I'd have you. In every
I've
sense.
I've got a machine gun. I've got Alex. Go. While I'm shot to death, you can crawl up and...
Human shield. Oh, maybe an invisibility cloak.
Oh, that's it. Not Harry Potter style. Like a
Harry Potter style-y?
Like a wrist strap that just makes you invisible. More
oh,
than,
yeah.
Or... When people are like, oh, I'm going to kill them, just go up and strangle them.
Yes!
Also, and then take their weapon and... Go,
oh, then
you'd have,
machine
like... Gun.
Or a tank.
All those people with guns. What's my weapon? A tank. I'll just
I've
drive them all over.
Tank.
That'd be so good. They're like, yeah, look at my gun.
Because, like, tank. If you had anything shite that would keep you alive but not kill anyone else, then you'd just get your collar detonated.
So you've got to kind of have something.
You've
got to
have something, an attack weapon. Defense
like
is no good.
A James Bond car. It's got to be fast, it's got to be powerful.
You can't have a car or a tank. Have you not seen this film?
No. I've seen it with you.
What would you rather be in, Battle Royale 1 or Battle Royale 2?
What? Either one where they're all against each other or two
where they have
the
to kill a Nanahara.
Against World 7.
Two? I'd rather be in one because
like
shit loads of people
die
in two.
I like the main character that's in both of them.
What, Nanahara?
Yeah.
He's cool, that's why.
Wild 7, the terrorist thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. How much did you love the girl in Battle Royale 2?
Oh, what, the one that won the first?
The one that was obviously going to win from the start.
The one that won before? Oh, no, she's
no,
in Wild 7.
No, she's in...
Did you notice that?
Yes.
Yeah, cool.
Because she's at the end.
Mm.
He sees her, and she's in Afghanistan. I love the fact they didn't say it was Afghanistan or America, but it blatantly was. They're like, there is a country that attacks other countries, and there's a country that's been destroyed by this country. And they go, there's a mountain, is it? Like... Well, duh.
And they wore like turbans.
They wore turbans.
And had the same guns that Bin Laden had,
yeah.
The AK-47s.
And they had AK-47s, and we were like, oh, no shit, where's that then? Fucking hell.
But like, at the beginning, Wild 7 destroyed those two towers in Tokyo that were like, there's so much symbolism. It's so clever.
It's not clever.
It is.
It's just vaguely subtle, which for you is clever.
It's not really subtle, is it? Oh, look, two towers blown up. What's that reference to?
We shouldn't really make... That's too far.
It's not making a joke. It's just making... It's not subtle at all.
No. Did it get banned in, like, America because of that?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, it's not banned, but there's no distribution laws, so you can't actually sell it.
Oh.
But
it's really cool. Loads of people die. Not in the, like, yeah. I like, oh, the bit at the start when that girl's like, I won't play this battle, and then her head blows up, and there's blood everywhere. That's fucking insane. And everyone's, like, pushing her away.
What's another good blood film? Kill Bill.
Kill Bill.
All that blood. Is it in the first one? It's just the second one, shit. But I got to remember that.
I don't know,
not
I
like
Kill Bill 2.
Although the first one went, she's against the Crazy 88.
Oh, and the Crazy 88, that's the fucking coolest scene in any movie.
Seriously, all that fucking go-go.
Yeah, but Kill Bill 2 has the genius line of, like, she killed the Crazy 88. What, all 88 of them? No, there's not really 88, they just call themselves that to make themselves look cool.
It's so good.
Oh, we should talk about something.
But I'm a cheerleader.
Oh, we can't just talk about movies.
Especially because no one's actually probably seen them.
Yeah, they'll be like, what the fuck are these films? Oh, you're well gaylords, you watch shite films about people killing each other in Japan. You'll be like, fuck you if you think
the
that.
The subtitles.
You probably watch anime, in which case, no contest.
Not that we have any friends that watch anime.
And we love you, if you do. And you're our friend who watches anime.
Laurie. Since there's only one friend of ours that watches it.
But she'll listen to this and be like, oh, you hate me because you don't like anime. The fact that you like anime and the fact we're friends.
A, she's not going to listen to this, and B...
Yeah, Shelley hasn't listened to this, even though she said she would. And then I felt bad about dissing her. And talk about her.
Just to let it be known, while Kate said that, dissing her, she did like a little...
Gangster hand movement. Perhaps we should just diss our friends, because they don't listen to this.
My friends do.
Jamie really likes listening to
it. I like Jamie.
He likes hearing my voice.
Does he
Jamie?
Sound picky?
No.
Oh.
Sensitive.
Sorry.
But Jamie, since
Foot
you like listening
mouth.
To my voice, here's my voice for you, because you love me and I love you in a platonic way.
And for everyone else listening to this who likes my voice, you have
Knightley.
Much better taste.
Keira Tight.
Keira what?
Keira Knightley.
I don't sound like Keira Knightley,
gravel.
Though. Plus Gravel. What, the Pokemon?
Gravel. There's no Pokemon called Gravel.
There so is. Wikipedia.
Graveler.
Oh, yeah, Graveler. Sorry. I think this makes me cooler, the fact that I didn't know the name of the Pokemon. Do you look at me like I'm so much cooler than you because I knew Pokemon's name?
No, you aren't.
Why are you wearing your hat backwards, you K-Lord? I'm so gangster. Sideways.
Oh, what, I'm sorry,
you look like Little Chris.
Sorry for dissing that.
Little Chris. Hi, check it out. I'm 16 next week. My voice hasn't broken
I'll
yet.
Be 4 foot two then.
Don't diss short people. Do you remember when we got tape measured last week and like measured how tall we were? And I was a whole foot shorter than you.
I thought you was about to say a whole foot taller. I was like, yes, yes, you were.
Oh, I said that last time. I was like, I'm a foot taller than
You're
you.
You're running out of disk space.
Yeah, I always am. But I don't know why. And I don't care. Because I'm that much of a rebel.
Oh, oh. Oh, sex. Oh, sex. Such a good video.
What? Oh, God, don't play that.
I'm not. I'm just opening my phone.
Yeah, well, me and Alex went out on Friday to Shelley's house. Hollow, if you ever listen to this. If not, you're a cunt. Don't hide your head in shame that I called her a cunt. and again. Yeah, we got really drunk and it was quite embarrassing. And Alex made a video on his phone. She's got me in the background going, Alex is a dickhead. Alex
but
is a dickhead.
The word dickhead is shouted out by Shelley saying he's sexy. So Kate's just kind of put in her place.
Just because Shelley wants to have sex with every man she can find to counter out her gayness.
That's my jaw dropping in shock.
She's not going to listen. It doesn't matter.
Still.
I can diss her all I want. That's what you're supposed to do with your exes.
I've got hair in my mouth. It's probably one of yours.
Pardon? Why would my hair be in your mouth, Alex? Your face is like pure horror. Stop hiding.
I like it.
I want you to contribute more to this podcast.
I contribute as much as any man should.
What, you think the relationship should be all the woman?
Pretty much.
Can you at least put your head vaguely in the microphone? Because I'm tiring of your antics.
There, I am
Thank
quite
you.
Close to the microphone.
Indeed. Do you think these have got increasingly boring since we started podcasting?
Not really. I think it's boring to begin with.
Oh, you asked... Well, we asked Daisy what she thought we should talk about.
She
said
her.
We thought we'd go for some listener feedback, give the people what they want. And she said we should talk about her, because apparently she's inspiring.
She knows my friend Ollie. That's about all I know.
He's my friend. But, yeah, other than that, that was all we had to talk about was Daisy. And she lives in Chichester, and she's quite cool.
And she can sing.
Oh, she can sing.
Like a queen.
Check her out, she's on the Daily Lesbian Moment blog.
Not that all our views come from there. I hope there's like, do you think there's one guy out there that listens to this?
Yeah,
if you're going, message us
Gotti.
Oh, and also
Chimo
message us
hotmail.com.
Let us know like what weapon you'd have if you was in a battle
yes.
royale situation.
Yeah, either email us.
Oh, and also another word for come, since we've gone through this.
Yeah, and you can look them up on Wikipedia if we're too lazy to do so. But yeah, send us a message on one of our MySpaces because we're popular whores.
Because I want to know what weapon you'd have, because it's quite exciting.
Exciting?
Because, you know, then I can pick the best ones and put you on an island and video it on our podcast. That
yeah.
will make the rates go through
so
the
basically,
roof.
So basically, yeah, choose a weapon and we'll give you that weapon and pit you against other people with dustbin lids and
to be
guns.
Honest,
and
if it gets out of control, I'm going to have a tank, so you're fucked.
You can't have a tank!
And the tank will have a scanner / invisibility cloak.
Oh my god,
Harry
you're cheating.
Invisibility
oh,
cloak.
If I was on there, I'd have, you know, in the third Harry Potter when they have the time thing.
No, I don't.
You do!
Yeah,
don't pretend
yeah.
you don't.
Oh,
the time
I,
thing, I'd have one of those.
I had to think about it.
So every time someone shot a gun at me, I'd just go back in time.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So like,
but it wouldn't affect anyone else, so they'd all die. And I could just keep going back in time.
Until you're with the dinosaurs?
Huh?
To the dinosaurs?
No, because I keep going back in time and then coming back. And then everyone else would die.
But time shift theory dictates that you shouldn't do that.
What?
I don't know.
You don't know. Oh, Jules, give us some information on the physics of time travel, please. A la Donnie Darko. Then we'll know.
Oh, I was talking about that the other day, actually, how good an actor he is.
And the fact that he's sexy and gay-friendly.
Well, that's more your viewpoint, but...
Not that he's sexy.
That definitely wasn't my viewpoint.
Liar. You love Brokeback Mountain.
I said I've never seen that, and I don't...
You love a bit of cowboy action. You know it's true, don't try and deny it.
Yes, it's a secret that I've hidden.
Alex is a bit of a homophobe. He told two boys who were touching each other today to go away because they're making him feel sick.
Oh my god!
That's the kind of person I'm friends with.
But they're not two gay boys, they were two straight boys that obtained a piss up gaze, so I thought, is it within my right?
So. As a gay man.
Oh my god! Yeah, I'm so blatantly gay, hence why the song is I'm straight.
Since getting to know me, I've turned you gay.
Yeah, blatantly. Kate is that gay that she spreads her gayness around.
No.
I'm worried that like one of these times, because it's like saying about how you're gay, your mum's gonna hear.
Yeah, so am I. But she what knows. Can you do? She already knows.
It's I mean, come on. This is how gay she is. She's got a masculine sword opposite us.
It's not a real sword.
Yeah, all right.
Just to cover.
Loki needs like a doll's house, and you know the only girls that have doll's houses are posh. Oh, there you go, posh girls.
I'm not posh.
Yes, you are.
Stop trying to like say how gay my room is. Just looking around for gay
turquoise
things.
That's gay. Posters up all of women in tight tops, and I know there's people.
They're
getting...
not. They're mainly political posters.
With women on tight tops.
Yeah, because politics and hot women go together, hand in hand.
No, not really.
Oh my god! Next thing you'll be dissing geography.
Geography is a sham, it never exists. The world is square, and global warming is a socially constructed theory. Ow!
Take that back!
Stop hitting me! I bet all these people agree out there. You know, the whole 17 downloads.
Oh, this is like last week when I was like, there's only 12 people listen. You alright?
No, I'm slowly dying.
And we realised that no one would know if we were lying, because they only know them. Download.
Yeah, so it could just be you.
It's actually just you. We only have one listener.
Whoever
so.
You are. No,
hello.
We know who you are. We know you live in Texas.
Texas.
You know, the same Texas place where our sex is forbidden.
Oh, yes!
We talked about
this. I still can't believe this.
Good.
And flag burning, what used to be, until the 1989 Supreme Court
you
ruling.
Can't change the, you
Texas
can't see face
Johnson.
The Queen's face, can you, on coins?
Yeah,
no,
you
on
can.
Coins, on
stamps
notes.
And notes. You're not supposed to, but no one's going to come and lock you up in the Tower of
didn't
London
if you
don't.
Didn't that guy get in trouble for, like, making her black?
Yeah, but when you say trouble, he probably just got told off. Yeah, we live in England, you know.
Yeah, that's a good point. So, oh, look, our prisons are overpopulated, so what are we going to do? Let us out some sex offenders?
This is awful. They put in jail a man that was 61. They put him in jail for smoking cannabis, but they didn't put in jail a paedophile.
No, they
what
let
the
go.
Fuck?
They had to choose between them two, and they let the guy out. It wasn't they wouldn't put him in jail.
Oh.
They wouldn't release the guy in cannabis. They released a paedophile.
Oh.
And like that's what I was thinking. All these juvenile criminals and that are in there for like smashing windows and stuff. Why not let them out? But no. This released the sex offenders. So I'm sure they're over it now.
Yeah, but you know the world is a better place with more paedophiles, according to Tony Blair. Clearly.
Tony Blair's a
John Reed.
Idiot. And I'm quite happy his term is ending.
Don't say Tony Blair's an idiot. That's oversimplifying the situation. And I will have to go political on your ass.
I'm happy his term's over.
Who would you vote for, Alex, next election?
Me.
Would you vote for me if I stood? I can't, but would
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I so would. You have to be 35.
No, you don't, you dipshit. You have to be 21.
35.
You do not.
How old do you have to be president?
35.
I told you that.
Yeah. No, you didn't. I learned
yes,
that in
I
American
did.
Politics
I told you that,
study.
And you were like, oh, really? I didn't know that.
Oh, okay. Possibly. Ha. But you don't have to be 35 in
no,
the UK.
No.
You have to be 21 to be an MP. And 21 to adopt a child. 21 birthday is going to be a good one.
How many children are we going to adopt, though?
Seven.
Can't we just have normal children?
Normal children? What are you saying? Adopted people aren't normal?
No, like us two have children.
No, because that would involve having sex with you. And the thought of that fills me with vomit.
Sorry, I'm not exactly tented by the thought.
Oh, thanks. You know you're gagging for it. You want me.
You saw me gagging on Friday in Higher Resistance. You fucking fat skank.
I'm not a fat. Don't tell people I'm fat. Oh.
Yeah, you are fat, Kate.
Not me, the other fat skank.
Yeah, you know that one that...
What, Shelley?
Shelley is not fat.
She doesn't listen.
And neither's Kate. Well, she's a little bit. She's a bit podgy.
Stop saying that. I'm not fat.
But it's only because she's short. If she was a bit taller, it'd probably all spread out.
Would you stop telling people I'm fat? Because they don't know. They don't know me.
No one knows you. I don't even know you.
Yeah, I'm quite weird. Get over it. What's so interesting on my ceiling? Stop looking at the ceiling when I'm doing that to you, Alex.
A fire alarm, which is a bit dodgy in the smoker's room.
I don't smoke inside. Never, ever do I smoke out my window.
I hope a lot of people listening like Wikipedia.
If you don't, you're Gaylord.
Because Wikipedia's amazing. And I hope quite a lot of people smoke as well that listen.
Yeah, apart from all you skanky non-smokers.
All you smokers that gave up, and you're even sicker.
You're quitters. Smoking's cool. It makes you more popular.
It makes you have an image.
Yeah.
The image might not be a good one, but you have one.
You may stink like an ashtray, but you look cool.
And that's all that matters. Yeah.
Alex, we're such hardcore smokers that we looked up cigarette brands on Wikipedia.
And found out which ones have higher nicotine in and stuff.
Yeah.
I like this song.
So do I. It's the Cocktail Twins. I don't know if it's going to come off on the podcast. I'll be interested to find out.
It's kind of trippy.
It is. It's a precursor to trip hop, in my opinion.
Ooh.
Yeah. I could talk about this for hours if you really want. Trip hop being one of my favourite musical genres.
I don't know.
Shout out if you like Portishead. Said.
I just like the fact that she's following me with the microphone now.
You're more interesting than me.
She's following me with the microphone. I'd like to know about the Bay of Bengal.
Would you actually?
Yeah.
I can actually tell you about the Bay of Bengal. What would you like to know?
Also the Arabian Sea and the Philippines.
Oh, I can tell you about the Philippines.
Please do.
The Philippines is a multi-hazard
country.
I didn't
want to know that. I wanted to know what colour it is.
Green and brown. Oh, actually, I do know a really interesting thing. Did you know in the capital city of the Philippines, there was a landslide that was made up of the rubbish from the rubbish dump? And it like slid all through Manila.
Did people
the capital?
Die?
Yeah.
God.
It was just like a giant like tide of rubbish.
How big?
Like massive.
Bigger than a house?
Yeah. It's like a landslide.
How did that happen?
The land gave way and all the rubbish like fell everywhere. All over the capital city.
Just to let people know my face is in like shock. That's some just well,
Alex, if you want
weird.
To know about hazards, I'm your woman. Seriously, I'm not even joking, I've just written an hour and a half
Kate's
about
a woman.
It. Fact.
She's not.
Fuck you.
Okay.
No, thank you.
Please do.
No.
Please.
No.
Please.
No.
Pretty please. Cherry on top.
Did you really not have anything better to do with your time?
End the podcast.
Yeah. Love you. Love you.